stories come up from AP, or they come up from Reuters, they come up back then from UPI. And some papers will just publish. Our paper would go in, and other papers would go in, if it was Reuters. A lot of Canadian papers did this too. And it used to piss off Reuters. They changed the wire stories. And back then, you're like under contract, you weren't supposed to remove the bylines of Reuters reporters, and you weren't supposed to change anything. But as time went on, the newspaper editors in the United States and Canada said, fuck this, we're paying these people. We'll do what we want with the stories. I can cut and paste part of this. I can put it in our story. And a lot of U.S. papers and Canadian papers would add the term terrorist because it was preposterous. They would report on suicide attacks where people were killed, and Reuters wouldn't say terrorist. Well, then you wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they getting money from? Oh, doesn't the UK, what other government agency? So you look at this, they're all full of shit. It's all a fucking scheme.
Yeah, and to have to dissect all this is the average person is not going to know any of this. You know, we look for that. When we look at an article, we automatically go, oh, where are they going with this? Oh, look at how they worded that. We could pick that out, but so many people don't. But, and they certainly, come on, I bet you could find friends right now and ask them if they even know what Mockingbird means. And they won't. They don't know what Mockingbird means.
Isn't that a brand of vodka? Yeah, I think I drank that. You know, real quick before I forget, because sometimes the memory is fleeting. Reuters also, for 6 months before the election for Senate in Texas against Beto, our favorite Irish Latino, fake Latino, Beto O'Rourke, and Ted Cruz, right? That was fucking a tight race, man. That was a tight race. But Reuters sat on a story for 6 months before the election about Beto, whatever this fucking fake name is, O'Rourke's fantasy writings about killing children with his car. I mean, I don't know if you remember this.
I do.
I'm going to run that kid in the street. It'll be the last day he ever sees when I mow him over with my car. It's like, what? So Reuters sat on that for 6 months the same way. And then after the election, after the coast was clear and O'Rourke didn't win, then Reuters said, we have a blowout on O'Rourke. Yeah, you had it for 6 months, just like the same way certain MAGA heroes sat on the governor of Virginia's KKK and blackface photos before the election. That would have been a different election. He would have never gotten a fucking sniff. He would have never seen the state house, right?
Right.
But they sat on it because they didn't want to hurt their brand. Fucking, it's insanity what goes on in the news business. People don't understand it. That was Northam. The latest governor was just replaced by the new Wonder Boy from the Carlisle Group, but that's another story.
Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And that's what I mean. There's so much we cannot trust. I mean, not only do we know about the CIA embedded in the media, but then you could just go right to, you know, we've talked about that before, the Global Engagement Center and the funding that goes out through them and, you know, Voice of America. And I think there's quite a few of them, the Middle East and Asia. The dollars are flowing and they're going to do as they're told. That's why when this all started in March 2020, the news wouldn't question what regular people had questions on. You were not going to see it in the mainstream at all. Some of the alternative media, yes, but not even all of the alternative media. They were being equally as cautious because, well, we know right-sided alternative media, they wouldn't do anything to hurt Trump because this was all happening under Trump. So they were being cautious. I don't understand what a lot of the left was doing because they were the most distrusting people of government ever in the past, and then suddenly, you know, they're on board. Okay, they weren't on board with the vaccine because that was the Trump vaccine, and they weren't going to take it. And there was a nice montage out there of how even Biden and Harris and all of the politicians were not going to take this vaccine because it was the Trump vaccine. And as soon as Biden won, all of a sudden, you know, everybody loved the vaccine and lined up. So just lots of crazy crap out there. So, yep, media drives the narrative. They did it back with HIV as well. As soon as they flipped the switch, you know, Carrie Mullis said that in the documentary, you know, enter the mainstream media. And it became the most covered news story. And I remember that. Like, it was 24/7.
Yeah, we were like, I don't know, you know, you're at the age where you're going out and you're clubbing and everybody thought they were going to die. Except my bonehead friends, you know. You guys
have condoms?
You guys have, you don't believe that shit, do you? It said, I don't know. Right. It's all over the place. Another, what am I supposed to believe?
Right. Well, just like this. When you go back, you see how many times Fauci flipped his script on how you can contract it, okay? They kept changing it back then.
Well, he killed a lot of people by his bullshit, saying it's only a gay male disease. Right. That was fucking... And so everybody was like, oh, okay, cool. I don't have to worry about it. And then people, wait a minute, there's a lot of heterosexuals dying from this stuff too. Yeah. It can also kill everybody. That's kind of a big fucking deal. Jesus Christ.
Well, my crowd, like your crowd, must have missed that memo because they were in the 80s. You know, people I know weren't even paying attention to that either.
Well, think about it. There were three news stations.
Yeah.
And it wasn't 24 it was hours. They're on for an hour a fucking day. That's it.
That's correct.
And so for half an hour, you know, half an hour at 6, a half an hour at 11, so you had an hour, and then fucking Jeopardy was on, or Wheel of Fortune, and other stuff at 7 o'clock. There wasn't, you know, Fox News wall to wall. I mean, and then
Miami Vice on Friday night.
Then after that, right? Don Johnson, Crockett, Tubbs milling around, and after that, in the 90s, then you know Turner came with Headline News 24/7 on CNN, and boom, and then the entire landscape changed. I remember watching the Gulf War, the original Gulf War, you know, sequel, but the original one, when we were in journalism, we just gotten out of school and we were in journalism in Jersey, a good buddy of mine who's still in journalism. We're at his house watching this stuff and his old man was a Rutgers professor. And he's like, are you still watching the war? Get your ass outside and get some fresh air. It was crazy, right? Let's go get some more beer. This war is out of control. And I'm just sitting here drinking beer and doing
televised
shots
war.
And watching the war, watching these dudes hide under the bed. And it was wild.
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah.
And then you come to find out that some of that footage was completely fake. But, hey, it was entertaining.
it was the new way to watch news. And then, you know, most news went to entertainment news, opinion news. And that's the problem because I think people lost sight of what's factual and what's opinion. And everybody got sucked into the opinion news because you take sides. I love this guy. I love this woman. I love this one. Love the way they think, blah, 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 blah. And it's entertaining, very entertaining. And that's where that's the road it went down. You know, very hard to just, you know, find factual points where you are left to draw your own conclusions on what you watched or read. Because again, everything is a hive mind. And heaven forbid, like if you started congregating with a bunch of people that liked one particular news show or something, and you even dared to say, you know what? He could have asked this question better. I don't like, what's the matter? You know, you're off the team. Just like everything we went through, you know, earlier in the past couple of years talking about things. If you don't put lipstick on things that you mean, right away, you're tossed out of the club. or you're for the other team. I mean, every single time.
That's okay, because those people, those teams just actually dissolve, and then those folks come back around saying, you know what, this dude or this dudette, they knew about this stuff, so maybe I should listen to them, you know? So that's why, that's the difference between building something organically and slow versus fake pumping things up and, you know, just bullshit.
Well, yeah, it was like the real birth of the hive mind is what I'm trying to say. It was hard to, you know, have any different conversation about things because you could see it building. You know, everybody on the same page. And even now I go through it with certain people in my life that if I make a comment about, you know, a lot of, you know, everything happening under Trump or my displeasure, you know, well, what do you think? Biden's better? Like, oh, would you rather have Biden? It's like, you're still not getting it. I'm not even going to have this discussion. It's a two-party illusion. And if you don't understand that, then I can't have this discussion anymore because I've accepted that. I mean, this is a role. I don't know if you saw Kamala Harris interviewed by Savannah Guthrie. Did you see that?
Yeah, we see it all here.
Did you laugh? I mean, she was coming unglued. When I see that, I laugh and say she can't handle the role. She can't handle the script being changed or what direction her role is supposed to go in. She can't handle the pressure.
Well, it looks like she'll be here for a limited engagement because they need somebody who can handle the role.
Yeah.
No doubt about
but
it.
But neither one of these people can handle the role. That's the big joke. That's the big joke on us. That's what they wanted us
it's
to say.
It's a big joke on us.
Oh, it's huge. It's massive.
To have this guy out in front a day ago for 2 hours just yelling at people. I mean, what kind of a pissed off neighbor act was this? Get the ball out of my yard and for 2 hours to say nothing. he says nothing. It's fucking fantastic. You listen to what he says, and he says words, and they seem to make sense, but then he does a 180, and on top of the 180, he does a 90 degree the other way, and then he does a 360, and you're like, what the fuck is he talking about? If you put them all together, it's that thing in the newspaper used to have. It was like the word scramble or whatever. If you put all these together, all the different words, and ran them through a computer, you could probably get a pretty decent sentence or a pretty decent statement, but not coming from this guy. He's all over the place. He's obviously, you know, I saw somebody, Maria, you can't believe this. I mean, I think we take for granted how far not only we are ahead of the curve here, but the folks on Pain.tv, just the entire community, how far ahead of everybody they are. I saw some journalist come out today and say, Joe Biden wanders around the White House in the middle of the night. We talked about that like 7 months ago. I said, this person's 7 months behind? Like, where are their sources? What are they doing? They're on this set. That's like, and plus that small ball.
Right. You know, are you noticing these journalists, they're almost afraid to talk to him because they know how it's going to go. They know he's going to lash out. They're handling him with kid gloves.
I would love it. I would love it. I would be fucking, I would be thrown out. I get one
absolutely.
Question. You know,
watch them the way
Attorney General of New Jersey, the Attorney General of New Jersey, the state police, the top guy in the state police calls me at my desk. They call those guys colonels. This guy's colonel this, colonel this, Colonel fucking Sanders. I don't know who these guys were. They'll call the top guy in the state police in New Jersey, colonel this, whatever their last name is, right? And they're away from the job. Pretty interesting guys. And you know, it's funny. After I left journalism and these guys retired and they went into the PI business, I was the first asshole they called. Hey, man, can you help me? You know, you were a fucking stickler, and I hear good things about you. So, yeah, man, we can help you. We'll help you with whatever you want. But the colonel called me. This is like out of a movie, right? The colonel calls me. He said, I want you to come over, and I want to have a talk with you. I don't want to have it on the phone. I said, cool, whatever. Now, I was put in Trenton to cover the state police and the attorney general because we ripped the shit out of the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office, the Passaic County Prosecutor's Office, and we had these guys basically. The prosecutors had to resign. The one guy just recently killed himself, and he cited, imagine this, he cites you in your, in his, like, you know, in his final letters and things. That always makes you feel good, right? Doing your job, and the guy, it haunts the guy, and then he steps into traffic, and your name pops up after 20 years. That's always makes you feel great. But I go over there, he goes, listen, I met with the attorney general. You got to slow down on the attorney general. Now, the attorney general's name was Deborah Poritz, and she was like an older lady. And the last conversation I had with her before the colonel of the state police came to me was I was asking her questions in the corridor, and she's protected by the state police. Those are her bodyguards, right? And he said, you know, we got reports on that last conversation. It was pretty bad. I said, no. Here's what happened. She wouldn't answer my question, and I wouldn't let her not answer it. I said, I was fucking vicious back in this. Look, you either answer the question or you're going to be the scapegoat of the week. You understand? You're not getting out. And she's like, why are you always picking up? She started crying. Okay, this is Attorney General of the fucking state of New Jersey is crying. And I said, don't pull that crocodile fucking tear shit on me. And the state police guys were ready to choke me out, right? Because I was just vicious. And he's like, you have to have some decorum, and you have to be. And I said, look, she's your boss. And now she's coming to you. Why can't she handle? Why am I not sitting in her office? This is fucking bullshit, Colonel. She wants you to do her dirty work. She's not even capable during her own goddamn dirty. She's she could have me arrested. Why don't you arrest me? At least I'd respect you guys for being tyrants and totalitarians. But you're going to come over here and ask me to be nice to the attorney general? I said, it's the worst thing you could have done. Now I have to write about it.
There you go. Absolutely.
Now I have to expose you guys. So it's like, this is what you're dealing with. You know what I mean? It's complete chaos from a regular on a regular basis, and nothing really changes. It's just
an no. Dustin, maybe for Scheme-demic, I'll go back about maybe 4 years ago. He had a great quote, and it was, "If you can't make the people believe you 100% of the time, make them disbelieve you 100% of the time. In the end, you'll be so confused, frustrated, and disillusioned that they will willingly accept defeat and surrender and retreat." So it's all by design. Everything they do to us, it's manipulated.
Okay. That's true. I will say, though, I've noticed, and I've talked about it a little bit in the last couple of shows, I have noticed a little bit of a swing where people are saying, fuck you. Oh, the new variant's coming out, and it could be really.
Oh, yeah, I am saying that.
Fuck off. I mean, I'm talking about people who used to support these people, and I know double vax people are saying, friends of mine are saying, I got both jabs. I'll never go back. You were so fucking right. And now I'm just sitting waiting, like every day. You know, if I'm not feeling well, I'm like, oh, this is it. I'm going to fucking die. Not from COVID.
Well, no. That's what I said earlier. No, that's why we're going to get to halftime now. Because, yes, the people are going to really start. The people that were all on board with it, like, we're all in this together and everybody gets your shots. And, you know, now they're the ones. No more boosters. No more this. No more that. They're resisting. You know, they see the people dying. So you're right. You know, they're going to have to readjust and come at us with something else, you know, for the control, because the whole goal we know is one of the goals is that digital identification. And that's what they're shooting for. Now, whether they're going to, you know, mandate it into vaccines or just let, you know, the millions that didn't get anything, get away with it. I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, in many instances, yeah, we've been ahead of the curve, way ahead of the curve. And just, you know, and I've said this to people too, and some folks I really trust, have reached out to me and said, you're so far ahead on some of these things. You might just want to tell people that you're far ahead on these things so they understand that, hey, if not a lot of things are making sense right now because there's nothing to bounce this off of because we're out here in the wilderness. But know, simply know that you're far ahead. And that's okay. It's not a bad place to be. It's not exactly a safe place to be a lot of times because you really don't have a frame of reference of what you're hearing, what you're seeing is accurate, and it takes months and it takes time to shape those things. But just know, and when we start talking about universal vaccines and we start talking about some of these influencers now are peddling other vaccines, you understand that this could have been the whole fucking play for some of these influencers. And understand what lies ahead, your favorite trading card influencers and doctors and things. I said several weeks ago, they're going to let you down. They're going to fucking let you down. You're going to be let down. So slow down on putting the cape on these folks.
Well, yeah, I do see some of the comments are, you know, no way. No matter what is invented, there are people like me. I'm one of those people. I don't give a shit what you create. I'm not taking anything. But then there are going to be, and I have seen these comments, oh, if so-and-so is behind this one, then that's good enough for me. I have seen those comments, which we predicted. We predicted that would happen. So, but again, it's even bigger than that. I mean, we know they're moving towards digital currency. And, you know, now that they're rolling out the 5G, suddenly people want to talk about the dangers of 5G. There were these doctors that made an emergency appeal and the dangers, and you've got the airports rescheduling because of 5G rollout. And I'm like, really? There were so many people on the subsurface talking about this for so long that went ignored. Now,
oh, conspiracy theorists.
I'm glad you said that word, because remember a few weeks ago I said everyone is going to be vaccinated until proven otherwise if they die. I really think we're now living in a time where the conspiracy theorists really have to start demanding you prove us wrong. You're always after the conspiracy theorists, because they're facts. They're not even theories. They're facts. And that's how they try to dissemble what we're talking about. But no, the script has to be flipped to where it is certainly looking like every conspiracy fact has come to fruition. So it's time to stand our ground and let you guys prove that we're the wrong ones that are wrong, because we're not. Been right on everything since day one with this. So, yeah,
that's what they were doing. Philosophy, because it's, you know, I had this conversation with somebody the other day, and most of my days are filled with conversations, whether it's here with the young guys or with the old salts who I associate with and have for a long time. But we got an argument. You think you know so much. I said, just tell me when I've been wrong. I just want to know. Mm-hmm. What major thing, what have I been wrong about and since I came back into journalism? Now, they don't know that my track record in intel was spotless as well. People are like, oh, you're just lucky. I'm not fucking lucky. I know what I'm doing, and I'm very good at this, okay? And I'm not trying to be Johnny cocky. I know what I'm doing. I know how to do it. We know how to do it. We know how to be right. It's very important to me. The most important thing for me is to be right, because back in the day, if you're wrong once, you might get a mulligan if nobody dies. If you're wrong twice, your family doesn't eat and you lose your house. So right. This is like fucking child's play compared to that. But also, you're taught a trade craft by people who took time out, really didn't have anything to gain from it, the old timers, a lot of them, but they teach you how to do things right. And those are, it's like being in the Marine Corps. It's like being anything. You're taught discipline. You're taught the right way to do things. And so we do things the right way, right? It's a big deal to me to be right. So I said to the person, what have I been wrong about? And they said, well, you know, probably something. I said, well, probably doesn't really work. Tell me what I've been wrong about, and I'd be happy to discuss that. Until then, prove me fucking wrong. So that's a good point you brought up.
Because, yeah.
You know, prove me wrong, and then we'll talk about something.
And I think there's enough, you know, enough out here that have been fighting against this from the beginning that, you know, you see the jokes out there, you know, we've got to come up with a new conspiracy. I'm tired of being proven right. I think that's another war that they're losing. You know, we know from 9/11, they really were trying to infiltrate, you know, truther movements and any type of conspiracy movement. And they were trying to infiltrate and direct it, you know, to where they wanted to go. We discussed, you know, Cass Sunstein and when he was with the Obama administration, saying, you know, the best way, you know, to combat conspiracy theory groups is to infiltrate them and make them pro-government, because many of these people were anti-government. So that was another thing that came out of this, that the conspiracy people were suddenly right on many things. Now, was it just the scheme demic, or was it everything that was behind it, which is the globalist agenda, the UN and sustainable goals and the World Economic Forum and climate change, all of these little pieces. And that's why we have to look at our favorite, you know, trading card doctors and scientists to see how they tie in, especially the ones that have now become the heroes of the right that were always on the left. What is your main, what has your career mainly consisted of? Does that play into the UN? Does that play into certain sustainable goals? Again, it's a lot of work. But you have to try to figure these things out. And that's why I look to the comments. I try to get a barometer on the people, the pulse of the people, where a lot of people are just like us. They're like, I don't care what you invent. I will never take anything ever again in my life. And that's it. And then you have the other people. Oh, I've been waiting for this one or that one or the other one. And if it's good enough for these folks, it's good enough for me. Because how can you call people anti-vax that are waiting for a better vax? That doesn't even make sense.
You can't be anti-anything when a side effect of said supposed serum is death.
Right.
Yeah, take that off the table for me. And then people who lobby against you personally and marginalize you for saying, hey, you know, I don't want to take a chance of dying. That's equally insane as they are.
And you know, one of your listeners also pointed out that you don't see TV commercials. Okay, the news is one big commercial for vaccines. The government is one big commercial. But you don't see television commercials for these vaccines because by law, you have to list the side effects.
That's so true.
Think about that. Think
about
that.
You have to list the side effects. You know, it's like basically 3 minutes of content packed into 30 seconds. They get some fast talker about blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what do you say?
Blah, 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 death. Yeah. Blah, 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 death.
Death. You know, it's like Viagra. If you've been dead after taking this for more than 4 hours, you should call your doctor. not that your doctor gives a shit at that point. He'll tell you to call VAERS or file a VAERS report, and good luck with that.
Right. Yeah. There was another woman today I sent you that recorded her phone call with VAERS. And what
it's
was
beyond
it, 6 months?
I mean, it's beyond. You can't even. You try to file a report. You know, you try to go in. She had a series of ailments, and she's trying to go into VAERS to see if her report is in there and it's not showing up, and she's trying to figure out why is this not showing up. I mean, this is my report. It should be in here. I'm suffering here. I'm trying to get this news out to other people. They just won't put it into theirs. And how many millions, not hundreds or thousands, how many millions of people have they just said, oh, yeah, well, we're working on your report. Yeah, it'll be in there. Get out of here.
Well, that was the point she made. She's like, there's like hundreds of thousands of us out here and only 50 of you looking at these reports. She must have got that out of them somewhere before
you
she
always
started
pick
reporting.
Up little nuggets here and there on your trail of tears, mm-hmm. so to speak. You know, you call up and some lady says, well, you got to take it easy on us. There's only like 30 or 40 or 50 of us. And it's like, what?
Right.
I just hear you. You mean in that office? No, in the whole country. Whoa.
Right.
Wait a minute. You know, it's insane.
Right. And not to mention the people that still don't know to report to it or won't report to it. Because we see a lot of that, because that's why the dog, oh, no, it's not the vaccine.